The Haunted Bridge, The Mystery House Series, Book 12, written by Eva Poehler, narrated by Eva Poehler. Chapter 1, The Great Salt Lake. In the back seat of the rental car, a white Porsche Taycan, Ellen leaned forward to get a better view of the lake in the distance, past a long stretch of bright white salt flats. "From the look of things," Sue began from behind the wheel, "they might have to stop calling it the Great Salt Lake." Ellen met Sue's gaze in the rearview mirror. Sue's brown eyes were large despite her full cheeks, and her dark bangs needed a trim. Sue pushed them up with the backs of her fingers, making them curl. Tanya turned, her blonde ponytail brushing the front passenger's window, and frowned, worry lines deepening around her otherwise bright blue eyes. "I read that the lake has shrunk to a third of what it was in the 80s. I'm not sure that building a bed and breakfast on an island here is such a good idea. Will anyone want to stay in it?" Ellen combed her fingers through her own blonde hair, shorter and darker than Tanya's. "I suppose that's a concern for Dr. Jensen. We'll get paid, regardless." "Though it's not really about the money, is it?" Sue met Ellen's gaze in the mirror again. "Of course not," Ellen agreed. It was about so much more than that, still bothered by something her son Nolan had said to her in their last telephone conversation. Ellen sighed. She snapped out of it when she saw the sign to Antelope Island. "Oh, follow that sign. Brian said we'll be able to see Jensen Island better from there." Sue turned the wheel. "Are there antelope on Antelope Island?" "As a matter of fact, there are," Tanya replied, "along with other wildlife. Bison, bighorn sheep, mule deer, and a variety of birds. The island is mainly a refuge with primitive camping areas." "Oh, goody," Sue said sarcastically. A flock of seagulls passed them overhead as they took the land bridge across the Great Salt Lake. Ellen rolled down her window. "I still can't get over how much it smells like the coast. And the seagulls. We're nowhere near an ocean. It's so weird. Mosby would have had a field day chasing those birds."
"Do you think he's managing without you?" Tanya asked.
Ellen shrugged. "Brian said Mo goes on a hunger strike when I leave him. I hope he won't this time."
"At least he's not protesting by pooping in the house," Sue commented. "That's what Lexi's dogs do."
"Oh, gosh." Ellen sniffed the air. "Speaking of poop, doesn't the lake smell funky to you?"
"I thought that was you," Sue teased.
Noticing what might be Jensen Island, Ellen pointed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?